Well, you've been through the Big Ten ACC Challenge once now. What are these games like, and what do you remember from last year that you can carry forward this year?
I don't want to say the first game against a big-time opponent. I would say a first game versus... I really wouldn't know how to put this. I would say the first kind of... Well, the Creighton game is a big stage game, and you respect every opponent you play. So I would just say this is one of our games against a good team in our non-conference schedule before we get to the Big Ten. Obviously, Clemson makes a tournament. They're from the ACC, so they're going to have high major talent, and they're going to be a well-coached team and all of that. So that's what I would say about this game. This is one of our early games, early on in our conference, that's going to be really competitive.
Coach is talking about they got a good 6'7", 6'8", player. He said it would be a good time for you to really get back to playing like we saw you play last year. Do you feel any pressure to get back to where you were, or are you just going to let it happen?
I'm just going to let it happen, and, you know, I'm not going to tell myself that I should be doing anything but just playing with the energy I played with last year, and I think everything else will fall into place. So, you know, I'm not worried about anything, and I've been coming to practice working hard, so I know I'll start playing well.
Have you lost any confidence at all?
Not at all. You know, I've been working hard, and I've been coming to practice every day. I come in early and shoot most days, and I come in after and shoot. So why should I lose confidence because of a few rough games? I don't think anyone's had a perfect career. Michael Jordan didn't do that. So I think most of Masabi can go through a few rough patches. And basically, I just told myself mentally, you know, what makes me good and stick to doing what I do best. So.
Coach said you looked good in practice. Have you felt good in practice?
Yeah, I have, and I felt good Saturday. You know, I was really ready to play. I was ready to focus, ready to see how much energy and effort I can give out. You know, unfortunately, I had the two fouls. I'm not blaming the refs on that. You know, that's just how the game went. Sometimes it's kind of rough like that, but, you know, the good thing about this is that I have 32, 33, 34 games in the season, so I have another chance to come out and have fun tomorrow.
Are you trying to lose some? Coach said you're trying to lose some weight, maybe, and get back to closer to what you were last year.
Well, last year I was only 210, so I don't think I can lose 25 pounds in a week. But I think I'm pretty down a few pounds, and, you know, I've just been trying to run and sprint, basically just get my legs back to when I could run all game and sprint all game, because that's when I'm at my best, when I could just jump, run, and jump all game. So, you know, I think my body is where it needs to be. I just think my mental focus needs to be just, you know, going hard the whole game and doing what I do best.
What's it been for you moving over to the five now with Zach being inserted into starting
lineup? I'm actually not playing the five. He is.
Okay.
And then our offense, you know, the 4 and 5 is on the perimeter and stuff. So, but believe it or not, I jump ball, but he's actually, I guess you would say, playing the five, because he guarded the five the other day. I guarded the four. But, I mean, really the 4 and 5 is pretty much interchangeable in what we do. So, it's not.
So, there hasn't been a whole lot of.
Yeah, it's not really anything to adjust to. And I played a lot of five last year. And like I said, the way our offense is, everyone does everything. So, you know, the 4 and 5 being the same spots the ones and twos in. So it's not really anything to think about.
Have you guys been running more plays in practice to try to get you involved earlier?
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of sets in practice just to get the whole team involved. And believe it or not, I actually have been highly involved in practices for a while. And, you know, Coach showed me some stats, you know, because they track everything. So I think more is I need to transfer the success I've been having in practices to games. And I think a part of that is just me coming out, playing hard and getting myself going early, you know, just getting a few rebounds, getting a block shot, just something to get the momentum going, and then usually I don't need much just to get myself going.
There's a moment early in that game Saturday, Mel, when you had your guy beat, you had him sealed off on a low block, some tree bounced past him, just a shade off. It was a pass you normally would catch, and you kind of fumbled it a little bit. It was like you're trying to think your way through instead of just playing. Do you think you've struggled a bit, you've lost a little of your instinctiveness, so you're trying to...
Exactly. You know, I work on my game so much that sometimes you can fall into the trap of, you know, trying to be too precise. And I think I kind of fell into that trap of, you know, trying to be too precise. You know, I'm a better shooter this year, and, you know, I improved my ball skills and stuff. But at the end of the day, you kind of got to go back to the basics, and you got to let your game come to you. You can't try to change yourself overnight. And I was also thinking about how many turn-ons I had last year, so I tried to come into this year as long slowing myself down. But I think if I go off my instincts, then I let my experience, you know, sort of cut down on the negative parts of my game. But still always trust my instincts, because that's the best thing. So, you know, that's what I've been doing in practice today. That's what I've been doing in practice lately, is just, you know, trusting what I feel. Sometimes I do stuff last year that, you know, I didn't even think about. I just did it. I didn't know what I was doing. I just did it because that's just how I play basketball. And it worked. So why would I go away from what has worked for me? And I think that's, you know, that's what I'm just telling myself. Just go with what worked with you. I'm not a player to, you know, some players can do that. You know, I'm not Kobe Bryant. He's that type of player where he just, you know, sees the flow and does all that stuff. And, you know, it's different for different people. But, you know, I feel like I'm a player who just, you know, plays quick, plays off instinct, and, you know, is just a beast around the rim and fights. And that's what I am. So, you know, that's what I got to get back to. And then the other stuff will, you know, fall into your game once you start getting easy buckets, and I start hitting a 17-footer and ripping by people, and then your whole thing will come out. So I just got to let it unfold by me just playing my instincts, you know, just going to the basics of what worked, not overthinking. So that was a, you know, real good observation by you, sir.